Hey guys, welcome to season 10 of the Direct Impact Podcast. This season is entitled The Direct Impact of Trauma on the Human Brain. Trauma doesn't just change how we feel, it changes how our brain works. In this opening episode, we are going to unpack what trauma actually does to the brain, body, and our nervous system. From distorted time awareness and depleted motivation to mood swings, relationship struggles, and survival-driven behaviors. This season, we will explore the direct impact trauma has on the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we function in the world. If you've ever wondered, what's wrong with me after trauma? This season reframes that question to something more accurate, like, what happened to my brain? This episode will set the stage for a deep, compassionate, science-informed journey into trauma, healing, and hope. Buckle up, here we go. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, your host, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. It is season 10, and we are listening to episode 1, The Brain After Impact, What Trauma Actually Changes. So let's dive in. When I hear that title, What Trauma Actually Changes, my initial response is everything. It changes everything. It changes the way you experience life, or don't experience life is really more accurate. Because what happens to the brain as it's changing is you stop living, you stop feeling, you stop experiencing life as you knew it. And if this started in childhood, it's life as you know it. Okay, and for most people that I've had the privilege and pleasure of working with and walking alongside, their traumas started young. And so they have never been able to feel their feelings, experience their emotions, sometimes even feel their body, experience life to the degree that they were meant to. And there is so much pain and suffering that goes along just with that reality. Not being able to move through this world in accordance with your original design. Okay, let's talk about grief. Let's talk about loss that comes as the result of that reality. It is tremendous. It is deep. And if you take a deep breath and a pause right now, you will feel that in your body. You will feel that grief and that loss. Okay? So, what changes in the brain? Well, different chemicals are produced at different times and to a lesser or greater degree in the traumatized brain than on the healthy, untraumatized brain. And I just want to say that we all have traumas, okay? We also have different levels of support in our lives and around us. We also have had different degrees of healing and repair. We also have different degrees of resiliency, which is generational, okay? So, like, we all experience trauma differently. So we're doing some broad strokes here this season, okay? So I need to go ahead and express that all of this is extremely individualized, and it has a lot to do with heredity. It has a lot to do with genetics. It has a lot to do with lived experience. It has a lot to do with environment. It has a lot to do with when trauma was experienced, to the degree in which it was experienced, right? How many different traumas were experienced? What adverse childhood experiences did the person have, right? And so it has to do with a lot.
Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.
The brain is impacted, and we need to look at how it is impacted so we better understand why we experience what we experience post-trauma, okay? All different kinds of traumas, and we're going to go into that throughout this season, okay? But I just wanted to talk, you know, in episode one, just a little bit about the broad strokes, okay? I never want to discount someone's individual experience, right? I also don't want to discount their genetics or generational trauma, okay? Because that is also extremely present. And we just want to be mindful of these things, okay? So trauma actually changes chemicals produced. It changes the way you experience your environment. It changes the way you move through life. It changes the way you relate to others. It changes the way that you read the expressions on someone else's face, how you interpret their body language. Okay? There is not going to be an area of your life that does not change as a result of trauma. And you heard me talk about this quite a lot when I was talking about body betrayal trauma. Okay, I went into some of these things quite deeply when I was talking about that, because trauma is not just impacting the brain, okay? It is impacting the body, our whole organism, our whole system, our whole biosphere, okay? Everything is impacted because it's all connected, okay? And so what it actually changes is everything. It changes everything. You know, I have clients who quite often come to me and say, I just don't know who I am. I just don't know if I can get in touch with feelings. I feel like an alien on this planet. I feel like I can't experience life the way I watch other people experiencing life, right? And I am just here to tell you that all of that can change for you. It can. But there is a process, okay? And it includes not just looking at the brain, but looking at the body, looking at all of the interactions, okay? And there are going to be a lot of things that I recommend for you during this season. And some of them might sound a little woo-woo. Some of them might sound a little silly. Some of them might sound off-putting, and that's okay. But all of these recommendations are going to be in the spirit of full integration of body, mind, and spirit post-trauma, okay? And what it looks like to truly heal from traumatic experience. So I hope that this is speaking to all of our audience. I feel quite certain that it will, because we have all experienced this type of wound and trauma, because we don't get to walk the face of the earth unscathed. None of us get to do that, okay? None of us have that privilege, and that is okay, because what is in store for you through that is traumatic growth and healing. And we're here to do that together. So welcome to season 10, And just buckle up. It's going to be a nice ride. We've got 35 more episodes, and we're going to dive deep into trauma. If you have any questions that come up for you, please do not ever hesitate to write a review, to email us, to comment. And please, if you don't mind, like as we're going through our outro and all of that, go ahead and take a moment to pause and rate this and subscribe so that you can be here for the whole season. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying? It's saying, help me, help me. How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.